So we're starting with Seif Yud Aleph, which says, Lo yikanach becheres mishum kshafim. A person shouldn't wipe himself with a pottery, even if it's smooth around the edges, we'll see in a second, because of kshafim, which means, I don't know, black magic. The pshat is that, don't ask me why, because I can't tell you why, that when you're using the restroom and you're using a pot shard, you're subject to the kshafim doers, the machashefa. Lo basav yaveshim, same goes for dry grasses. Shemekaneach b'davar shuha ur sholet bo. If you use something that is flammable, which lechor of course would include toilet paper, so then that's bad news. Shinav hatachtonos noshos. You can get hemorrhoids, but it's because of the mechashefa, because of the kishaf, because they'll I don't know, jinx you somehow or other. And we'll see in a second. I know. We'll get there in a second. I'm speaking it out to you that Torah paper would be included in that. Same goes. You shouldn't use a stone that had been used by someone else to wipe themselves. So that lechora, we'll see later on the Prima Gadim. So that maybe something independent. That's something independent of the kishafim. It's just reusing old stones that someone else used already, and can bring in some sort of, you know, irritation. I don't know what tachtonis are, actually. I don't know what it is.
Infection,
something, bad news. Yeah, whatever it is, no good. So the Ramah says on this, notice that is what hemorrhoids are. Hemorrhoids are, external hemorrhoids are when the
teeth
come out. So that's what
bulging of the veins.
It can be bulging of veins, and it can get worse, like the actual inside can, there's like at the end of the rectum there's like it's like jagged, that's called teeth, that actually help the stool to stay in,
ripped inside,
something like that. And actually if you whatever, the person who gets has to push too hard or they have diarrhea or something, the inside can, so to speak, get wrapped outside, and that texture, it's called, comes out. That's obviously quite a severe case of hemorrhoids. There can be lesser hemorrhoids, which is just like an inflammation of the veins, but it can be worse, and it has to come back in, which can take time. Bad news. Anyway, so all these reasons, no good. However, the Ramah says, nowadays, we're in his time, 16th century Poland, Shabbat Knesset Shalanu Ein Besadeh, we're not going to the toilet out in the fields, Nagul Lekaneach, we are accustomed to use things like Becheres, pot shards, V'chein Nagul Lekaneach, we also wipe ourselves with davar or sholet bo. We flambles, I don't know what, dry leaves, and so bein umazik. That doesn't cause any trouble because I guess you're only subject to the kishiv out there in the fields, and so not in the city. Upok chazim my amad debar. Look, whatever, and be what's normal. The good rule. Do it. Whatever people are doing, this is fine. Keep that up. Look what everyone does in terms of going to the toilet. So let me, before we get to all these itty bitty details, the bottom line is this: we're going to the bathroom normally indoors and far from the sadeh, so therefore all this kshafim stuff is going to fall away, and you can use regular old-fashioned toilet paper, which is good, but yeah, now that's bad news. So, but now we'll see in a second, it's not a dangerous shard, we're talking about smooth shard. The pot shard that the mechaber is worried about is for kishif. Well, the Mishnah Berurah will say in a second, if it's sharp, it can cut you. That's a whole different problem altogether. We're talking about something smooth. The Gemara seems to say they use like little pebbles and stuff. I looked it up. Commercially available toilet paper only came around in 1857, which is the other day, obviously. Right?
So, in 1973
in Israel. Oh, yeah. So as the first, 1857 started. So you can better believe that in Rodden, in the turn of the 20th century, they didn't have it there. So people use throughout history, is if they're rich, they use like cotton or hemp or, you know, silk, and if they weren't rich, they used whatever the heck they could get their hands on, leaves and grass and corn cobs and whatever they could use. But obviously the preference, and you'll see the lachim preference also, was if they could be where there's a river, they would wipe themselves with their hand. And that brings us back to yesterday's discussion about wiping yourself, that like the Shulchan Aruch Harag, it was in the water, like, or a bidet, you know, they use their hand as the abrader, but they use the water as the solvent to clean themselves properly. And we'll see that actually that is a halachic preference. We'll see in a moment. But in any case, So halacha lemaisa, we're not going to go unless you're on a camping trip, in which case lechora you've got a problem using flammables. I don't know what to tell you, like, what that means. Yeah, for sure. That's for sure. I don't know the answer to the question. I'm going on a camping trip. Can I use toilet paper out here? What I would hide behind is this poke chazi my amadabar. Look what people normally do, which is they use toilet paper. But before we get to that, I'm just pointing out that the svara would be that you're subject to kishuf and toilet paper, which is flammable, would be a problem out in the sadeh, out on the camping trip. Okay, but if you're worried about it, ask the posuk. Okay.
What's the translation of the bar?
I think it's the people. Yeah, the am. Here there's no base there. It's davar, but I'm conjecturing the bar of the outside people. The idiom definitely means pok chazi, means go see. They're not saying the shuk because they don't do it in the shuk. I think it means go look what people do. Okay. So that's halacha lemaisa. Now, back inside, we'll see that Mishnah Berurah inside, they're worried about using all sorts of other things. So he says in Sif Katan Yurches, the cheres, using pot shard to wipe yourself, but filu hi chalaka, as we said, it doesn't matter if it's smooth, vena mikareha basar, and it doesn't come to cut you, that's not the problem. Deim eina chalaka, if it wouldn't be smooth, it's like a sharp pot shard, which is what I think of pot shards. So then, vieshba chidudim katanim, it has jagged edges, yeshba ze gam mipnei hasakana, gam ken mipnei hasakana. You got a separate problem, which is you could hurt yourself, which is of course the good. Shlo yinatek shinei kashkashta. You shouldn't lacerate yourself on the inside, and then everything will come out. That's no good, obviously. Fine. So dangerous. Yeah, it's bad news. It's bad news. It's bad news. It's not a joke. My niece had surgery there. And she has ongoing infections. You can imagine, because it's a dirty place. It's not a joke. You don't want to get cut over there. Okay. Anyways, your test. Safe cut and your test. Chavero. This is remember back up. We said lo betzur shekanach bo chavero. Don't use a stone that your friend already used to wipe himself with. Don't reuse the stone. Aval im. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, in case you're wondering, aval im kinachu atzmo bo. If you've used that stone once before, you're just reusing that stone. Oh, should be sheyavesh, or it's been pre-used by somebody else, but it's dried out. Whatever's on there now is dried. Oh, shekinach mitzaracher, or you're just using the other side of that coin. Then less than bought, you haven't got a problem. Okay, listen, I told you, my grandpa told me there were no good old days. So there you go. See, no good old days. You're gonna see, but you're gonna see more of it as the mission goes. But that's it. Listen, that's the matzav. Yeah, fine. Okay. Sivkat and Chaf.
When are they going to laugh at our generation?
For sure they will. I see in America it's become more popular to use wet, like we'll call them wet wipes. Wet. And in Europe they use bidets and stuff. We'll see. We'll get more to an end. But yeah, they'll laugh at us. So now, the Rama had said, Va'achshav shabate kisaos shalanu enem besade. Now that our toilets are no longer in the field, so he says, "Enam besada the in sifkat mechaf velo shchichi kshafim." And on top of that, there's no kshafim, no witch doctors running around, black magic people. Lachin muter becheres hilti mata even cheres. So that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, would be a second reason now why lachori could use toilet paper when the Mishnah Berurah gets done with it. The toilet paper would be okay because anyways, no kshafim. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah telling you there's no black magic doers, so you can use cheres, and lechor that would mean toilet paper also. Okay, v'davkim hu chalak. Again, if you're going to use cheres, pottery, make sure it's smooth, so you don't hurt yourself. Okay, sivkat and chav aleph. That bedavar sha'ur sholot bo, things that are flammable, those are a problem. Now efshar davka le'inin shar devarim. That could be that for everything else, it's mutter to use the flammables indoors, as we do like toilet paper. But in a sub-mivation, when it comes to using dried out grasses, anyways, that's still bad. Gamla ha-ga yesh la-hachmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, even according to Ramah, it seems like it should be machmir not to use dry grass to wipe yourself. Then, Mechat Knesa Basa, they can cut you when you wipe stuff with them. Kudlokaman, Musimin, whatever. Okay? Fine, she needed a base. Not good to hurt yourself. I'm Prima Gadam. I'm Prima Gadam. The Prima Gadam speaks out. Lachora, indoors should be a problem also to use dirty. What's the word? Stones that have been used by your friend also. Because that's the Prima Gadam's reference to. Because Lachora, it's not about Kishuf, it's about infection, whatever it is. It's bad news. Fine. Okay, fine. Now, new din, PS here, which is a very important din, I think. Kasav Bagash Bekiva Eger. When you leave the restroom, and this would apply to Halacha Ma'aseh also, obviously, look at the place you just went, that you were sitting on, Alav, that you left no filth there. Because if you did, maybe someone else will come sit down without looking, right? Or Belila, or in the nighttime, but Yeshav Alav, you'll sit on it, and then you'll be a Stam Mazik. That's no good. So that's a separate din. There's a separate din in the Halacha. Clean up after yourself. You cannot pee on the seat and not wipe it up. That's a din. That's a separate din. You ought to clean yourself, you know, or worse. I don't think he's even talking about that, but that's certainly true too. You cannot leave the toilet in a mess. That's a separate halacha altogether. Right? Norm ben on the chavero. Right? Fine. Excellent.